HarperCollins and Harper Audio present The Half of It, a memoir by Madison Beer. For my mother, my brother, and my father, thank you. I know it hasn't been easy. For the younger Madison I'm writing this about, thank you for getting me here. I hope I've made you proud. Preface. It's 9:53 on a Wednesday night. I just finished writing the final chapter of this book in my bathtub, and now I find myself here, back at the beginning, meeting you. Before we jump into the thick of it all, I want to take a moment to let you know why I wrote this book in the first place, how we got here. I'm unsure why I was given the privileged life that I have, when there are millions of girls just like me across the globe who will never be afforded the same opportunities. I wanted to approach this book as carefully as possible, with the understanding of my inherently privileged position. My story is one in a sea of many more vibrant, important narratives, and my day-to-day worries are much different from most. But I only ever wanted to write a book to remind you that someone who might appear more than fine on the outside still has her own share of demons and battles she wasn't sure she would make it out alive from. Truthfully, writing this has opened some unhealed wounds. I talk about a lot of things I hadn't planned on talking about. I realize I was sugarcoating a lot of things, not only to myself, but to the people who have been listening all this time. I made connections between events in my early years and emotional instability issues I still struggle with to this day. I'm the most openly honest I've ever been in the following pages, but that isn't to say I talk about everything I've been through in this book. No matter how much you think you know me, there will always be parts of my story that are for me and me only. That's kind of the point. You never know everything, even when you think you might. You never know the silent battles people are fighting, even the people you think you're the closest to. You'll never walk in my shoes, and I will never walk in yours. And we shouldn't have to in order to empathize with each other. I want my story to represent more than just me. While it's a story of my life, it's also a story about the power of empathy and understanding and what something as simple as human kindness can do in changing someone's life. If I can do any good by sharing my own personal experiences, I'll never hesitate to speak up. With that being said, just because it happened this way doesn't mean it should have. Chapter 1. The Half of It. Music surrounds all of my earliest memories. I listened to all genres from an early age. Like most kids, I was always drawn to creating things and sharing them with people. My dad was decent on the guitar, and every night I begged him to strum me a new song I could sing along to. Whenever we had company, I'd demand their attention and put on a show for them. And even once I burned them out, I'd hide away in my bedroom and write my own music. Very early on, it became my way to escape. I think that's how it starts for most children. Dancing, singing, and performing are all so self-expressive that we're drawn to them instinctually, like they're part of our human nature. I wasn't swayed by the idea of flashing lights and big crowds. As a young girl, I adored the Cheetah Girls, but I wanted to be like them because they got to dance and sing on a stage and connect with people through their music, not because they were famous. I would have wanted to perform whether 10 people were watching me or 10,000. I was just happy to be singing. From the time I was a child watching Disney Channel all the way up to when I first moved to LA, my idea of what being a celebrity entailed was romanticized and distorted because I was watching it from the outside. I didn't understand that as a viewer, I was being shown carefully curated moments that the actors and their networks wanted me to see. Young, impressionable kids see a 5-minute clip and think it's representative of a person's entire life. It takes a while to realize how much is really going on behind the scenes, and who is really to blame. Those who take part in the system built around them, or the people who built the system in the first place. When I was first signed and started working in the industry, once I got to experience a taste of it for myself, it came as a huge culture shock. I went through a big learning curve as I tried to figure out what was real and what was fake, and I struggled to separate the fantasy I created in my head from the reality of what it actually takes to make a career work. Before I was signed, I imagined it like this. I would move to LA and be caught up in a whirlwind of music and performances. I'd meet a group of girls in similar positions and we'd all become best friends. People in the industry would be welcoming and excited to work with me because I was young and talented and they'd want
Sample complete. Ready to continue?